short little shir. Let's open up. We're going to start the Rambam. So the Rambam is in Hilchos Zmanim, and we'll see. We'll get into the Gemara first. We'll get into Gemara in a second. Hilchos Shabbos Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud. I don't know why I started there, but we'll find out when I read it. What? Oh, this was. You don't want to know. I don't want to know either. Okay.
Perek what?
What? Yud Aleph, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud. Oh, interesting. Hakosev Os Kfula Pa'amayim. If you write one letter and you write it twice, the same letter twice. Okay? Like a gimel and a gimel. V'hu Shem Echad, Kmo Dad, Tat, Gag, Rar, Sheish, Sas, Chach, Chayv. So these are all happen to be words. So even though you're repeating the same letter twice, you have to be kosei two osios, but if it's a word of this sort, you're a chayim. Then the Rambam says, v'akosei b'chol ksav. If you write in any ksav, what does any ksav mean? No, that's not what it means. B'chol ksav, what does b'chol ksav mean?
Any language.
Any font. Any font, maybe if you write script, and you write ashuris, so you write any font, and u'v'chol lashon. And if you write in any language, so what's the halacha? You're a chayev afilu mishnei samonios. You're going to be chayev any language. So the chiddush over here is bechol lashon is chayev, and that therefore, if you write in English or in French or in German, you're going to be chayev. Chayev, you violate an isser d'oraisa b'chol Shabbos, and you have to bring a carbon chatas if you did a b'shogeg, and you're chayev kares if you did a b'meza. Okay, with that in mind, with that background, let's take a look at the Gemara and Daf Ches Mabez. And the Gemara here is a total tangent, not really a Gittin Sugya whatsoever, but a very, very, very important Gemara, and very relevant Halacha L'maisa as well. So the Gemara begins, Hakone Sode. I'm on Daf Ches Med Beis. I'm about 10 lines from the top of the page. Do you see it? So the Gemara says, Hakone Sode B'Suria. If you buy a field of land in Syria, can someone tell me where is Syria? Oh, very good. That was very, very good. That's called kibush. Oh, we learned that a couple of days ago. That was kibush yachid. And if you kona a sade in Syria, kekone beparvare Yerushalayim. It's as if you acquired a field in the suburbs of Jerusalem. In other words, there is some kind of halachic significance to acquiring a field even in Syria. So the Gemara asks, lamai hilchasa? What's the chiddush over here? What's the halakha ramifications that you're saying buying in Syria is like buying in Parvarei Yishalayim? So Amrav Sheshes Lomar, the chiddush is Shekosvin Alav Ono Ve'afila B'Shabbos. That you're allowed to write Kosvin Alav Ono. What does Kosvin Alav Ono mean? You're allowed to write the Shtar Mechira. You can go ahead and write the Shtar Kinyan, or at least the letter agreement, even on Shabbos. The Gemara says, what? You can write a document on Shabbos? You can be kosev on Shabbos, the Shabbos salka daitach. You can write on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, yep. Kida amar Rava, omer la ove kochavim va'ose. No, it doesn't mean you can write on Shabbos. What can you do? You can adu amir la akam on Shabbos. You can ask goy to write for on your behalf, va'ose. So hakanami omer la ove kochavim va'ose. Ve'af agav da amir la ove kochavim shvus. Even though Amir La'akim is what? Is a shvus. What does shvus mean? Hello? In Isser de Rabbanon. Nevertheless, shvus. Shvus means an Isser de Rabbanon of Hilchos Shabbos. Amir La'akim is a shvus, and it's de Rabbanon. How can you go ahead and tell a guy to do what? To write a document for you. After all, it's still an Isser of Amir La'akim. So the Gemara says, Amir la'akum shvus, umishum yishav eretz Yisrael lo gazabei rabbanon. Amir la'akum is a shvus. However, in the face of yishav eretz Yisrael, lo gazru be rabbanon. Got it?
So it's a shvus.
It's an ised rabbanon, but now you have an ised rabbanon of Amir la'akum, and you have a mitzvah of yishav eretz Yisrael. Why is there a mitzvah of yishav eretz Yisrael over here? Because who owns this land? The guy owns the land. So you want to get it out of Goyish hands into Jewish hands. How do you do that? By acquiring it. That's a mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. So an Isser Drabbanon of Shabbos, Amir La'akum gets waved in the face of...
Holy cow.
Of what?
Woo, yeah.
Of Yishev Eretz Yisrael.
Of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, Femal. Okay.
Question. Do you get
You should have Eretz Yisrael if you like buy a building from America and like rent it out to Jews.
No.
You get the mitzvah. No, you have to live there.
No, no. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael means Eretz Yisrael.
No, but it sounded like you said the act of you buying it from a guy.
In Eretz Yisrael. Because it's Eretz Yisrael. So the Chiddush is Surya is like Parabare Yerushalayim. So even though it's Surya is a little bit far away, it's you might think it's Chutz La'aretz, it's not Chutz La'aretz.
But if you buy it from a guy and then don't live in it, another Jew lives in it, do you still get the mitzvah?
Yeah, you're taking land that's in that Eretz Yisrael take a land, and you're taking it out of Gentile hands and into Jewish hands, that's Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Yes. So we waive now. So this Sugya is a massive Sugya. It's a massive Sugya. Why do I say it's a massive sugya? It's not a Yishuv Eretz Yisrael sugya. It's an Amir La'akum sugya. It is also Yishuv Eretz Yisrael sugya a little bit. Amir La'akum means asking a Gentile to do something on your behalf. But this sugya combines a Yishuv Eretz Yisrael topic, a topic of Amir La'akum and how we work with Amir La'akum, and a Kosei B'Shabbos sugya. It all comes up into one. Let's take a look at an Or Zaruah for a second. I have no idea what this Or Zaruah is saying, but let's see. Let's see. I went to the archives over here, and I pulled out a shiur from the archives. So the Gemara, the Or Zaruah lights as follows. Sefer Or Zaruah, Chelek Beis. Hilchos Shabbos Siman Ayin Vav. Hakos Eshtei Osios. Tznan Lekamon Babon. Hakos Eshtei Osios. Bein Bimino, Bein Bismolo, Bein Mishem Echa, Bein Mishtei Shemos, Bein Mishtei Samonios, Bechol Lashon Chayef. So what do you write? With your right, with your left, one letter, two letters, repeating themselves, whatever it is, Bechol Lashon Chai. Perish Ra. Okay, what does Bechol Lashon mean? What does Bechol Lashon mean? So it says, no, why font? No, we said Bechol Ksav was font. Bechol Lashon L'chor means in any
language.
That's what I thought. So Chai. Perish Rashi, what does it mean? Kol Ksav V'gufa Shel Kol Uma V'uma. So every, different nations have different ways of writing, correct? Correct? You ever see Chinese? It's very different. Russian? Different. Hebrew? Is different. Yeah, it's different. So Rashi writes, what does it mean, B'chol Lashon? B'chol Lashon means the guf, the letter, the font, the character of each and every nation. Okay. Rabbeinu Yoel Bar Yitzchak HaLevi Perish Shiksav Komrim Oshar Ksavim Levad Me Ashuris V'Yavonis Im Kosvo Yisrael B'Shabbos Potter Min HaTorah. Wow. Rabbeinu Yoel has a different pshat. What do you mean B'chol Lashon?
Greek or Ashuris.
If it's Greek or Ashuris, meaning what? Ashuris is Lashon HaKodesh, is what we write.
Isn't it?
Yes, the Lashon of the way of Torah, I'm talking about the real Lashon HaKodesh. But the Chiddush is, what does B'chol Lashon include? Even Greek. But let's say you wrote Spanish or German or Chinese, then what would be a din? Pater. That is a...
Now,
if you write Ksav Komrim, or Shar Ksav Levad Me'ashuz Yivanis, and Kosvizol B'Shaz, Pater Na Torah. Why? The Enoch Siva. That's not called ksiva. The ina chashuva malacha. And that's not called a malacha. After all, the garsina, what's so special about Greek? Greek. What's so special about the Greek language? The garsina b'yushalmi. Mahu b'chol lashon. Yushalmi writes, what does it mean b'chol lashon? The Gemara says, yichai b'chol lashon. Aleph, alpha. Beta, beta. Meaning what? How do you say, what's our first letter? Aleph. What's our second letter? Beis. In Greek, what is it?
Alpha, beta,
gamma, gimel. So there's a direct relationship, there's a commonality between Greek and Hebrew. The alphabet is really the aleph bet, and that all comes from a Greek etymology. And vihulashon yavanis. Umashma, o gufan shelano, o begufa yavanis. Vahainu darminan, So in other words, what emerges is a tremendous kula. According to this Rabbeinu Yoel, if you write in English on Shabbos, what's the din?
It's all good.
It's not all good.
It's
an iser derabbanan. Now, if you take that yesod and you apply it now to this Gemara Maseches Gittin, what is the nugget you pull out of the Rabbeinu Yoel
that
in Maseches Gittin.
It needs to be related, if it's related to Hebrew
English. How are you going to apply this Rabbeinu Yoel to Maseches Gittin? What did Maseches Gittin just tell you? That if you want to buy land in Eretz Yisrael from the Goyim, what do? Amir La'akim is mutter. Amir La'akim is mutter. What is the Torah being matir over there? What's the Torah being matir in our sugya? It's being matir. Listen carefully. It's being matir. Amir La'akim. Now, when this guy is writing the contract, what language is he writing in?
Goyish.
He's writing in Goyish. Meaning Goyish. Good. Goyish, but not, Pashup Shat, not Greek. Which means, he's violating what kind of iser? Iser derabanan. So what you really have is an amir la'akum on an iser derabanan b'makom yisur eretz Yisrael. That's mutter. That's mutter. What this chiddush does is it significantly narrows the kula. The kula. It's only an iser derabanan b'makom amir la'akum. Let's see that inside. So it comes along the Or Zarua, and the Or Zarua says, "V'ha'inu de'aminu kosnal ona afil b'Shabbos." V'chein amar la'akum ve'oseh. What does that mean? Begufo shelahem. That the Akum is writing in what language? In his language. She'ein bo ela shvus derabana. De'gazra al gufo shelahem ato gufo didon. She'oseh. Why do we ask you to write in English? Because if you write in English, you might come to write in Hebrew. But English is din derabana. Aval begufo shelano. But if the guy is writing in what?
Hebrew!
In Asuris, in Hebrew, then Zeshvus, Shiyesh Bo Maisa Doraisa, and it's going to be us. It's going to be us. That's a big, big chumrah. It's a chumrah and a kula. Why is it a kula and a chumrah? It's a kula in that if you wrote it in English on Shabbos, what's your din? It's only this Rabbanah. But it's a chumrah in that the only way we're going to allow an Akum to go ahead and write on your behalf is if it's a, if it's an underlying Isser Derabban. That is what emerges Machlokes Tudeos, Rashi versus Rabbeinu Yoel, and how to understand our Gemara Maseches Gittin. Very, very significant. Very significant. Yeah!
If it was an Isser Derabban, because it was written in Greek, Rashi would still not override it.
Right. As what comes out of Kundra Ben Yoel is the head of the Gemara is only Amir La'akum with an Isser. You remember Joey asked it a little earlier in pre-shir? He asked a beautiful question. How do you learn halacha? So I'm going to show you with this shir, Belinet, if you stick with me, how you need to understand the Gemara with the Rishonim, and then you'll see how it applies to halacha. You'll see a halacha, which you're going to just learn the Mishnah Brura, and you say, like, huh? And then you see it through the sugya. Do me a favor. You know what the Mishnah Berurahs are in the Beis Medrash?
Yes.
Get me Chelek Gimel. Fast, with alacrity.
So, Rebbe, we got the Gemara, and we got...
We got Gemara 1 Risha. We're not done. Quickly! Gimel, I said!
Doesn't the Gemara not like Gar Zerua?
Yeah, but according to the Rabbeinu Yoel, the assumption is that the Akum...
That's
the Akum is writing in his language. He's not writing in. We don't assume that Akum is writing in Lashon
Kodesh. The assumption in the Gemara when it tells us Shavos, there's only one Shavos.
No, I understand, but the assumption that's not stated, the not stated assumption, is that the guy who's writing is writing in Arabic.
Where did the Or Zarua get that? If it's in Arabic, therefore that's already Shavos and it's not in Isidore.
Where did the Or Zarua get that Arabic? That Arabic. Is this Rabban? Where do you get that from?
There's another.
Where do you get that from?
Only applies writing to Greek.
Who said Megillah?
Megillah.
Right, the Megillah guys. You remember the Gemara Megillah says you can write a Megillah b'chalashon. It says b'chalashon, Rabban Gamliel, if I remember correctly. It says b'chalashon. And what's called b'chalashon? It doesn't mean b'chalashon. It meant Asuris and Yivan. Very good. So now what did you do? You took B'chalash and Maseches Megillah. Now you have B'chalash and where? Maseches? Shabbos. So comes along Rabbeinu Yoel and says, no, it's the same exact B'chalash. There's something special about why is B'chalash and Yevonis work in Maseches Megillah? Why does it work for Megillah?
Beautiful.
Because Yaftel Okimle Yefes v'yishkon b'elokei shem, the beauty of, so there's something unique and special about Yevanis. It is similar to Lashon HaKodesh, it is similar to Ashuris. It has a place in the Ohalei Shem, and as a result, that's going to count for Megillah. That's what's called B'chalosh, and that's the source of Rabbi Yoel. He also brings a Yerushalmi. That sounds like the same exact thing, and that will have tremendous, tremendous impact. Okay, what do you want to say?
I don't remember correctly what you said, but Rabbi said something about Amir al-Aklam when it comes to the Rabbanim, right?
I just said, Amir al-Aklam is this Rabbanim.
Yeah, and then when it comes to... So you're saying Amir al-Aklam to do with the Rabbanim.
In other words, I'm saying, right, now, according to Rashi, understanding B'chaloshon, that it means any language, that's the Pasha of Rambam.
Amir al-Aklam on a Rabbanim, that's the lesser.
Amir al-Aklam on a Rabbanim, Pashas from this Gemara and Gittin, is Aser. Except for Malcolm Yishuv's Eretz Yisrael, they were matir.
Is it otherwise in Halakha Maisa that Amir al-Aklam and
Rabbanim? So we'll see. We'll see. We're learning a sugya, and we're going to get to Halakha Maisa. So let's just recap, gentlemen. Where's the mortgage?
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Anyway, let's recap. Let's recap. So we have a Gemara, and we have two Mahalchim in the Gemara. Okay. Everyone, Shvus. Shvus, Yishuv, Eretz, Yisrael. Okay, so according to, we're going to go with Rashi and the Rambam, they assume that Amir al-Aklam is Shvus number one. Do you need Shvus number two? No. Ksiva is a din d'oraisa, and nevertheless, Amir al-Aklam, Amok Yishuv, Eretz, Yisrael, you're good to go. Comes from Rabbeinu Yoel, and Rabbeinu Yoel says, what you need over here is a double drop on it. Amir la'akim is shvus number one. Ksiva. Ksiva be'leshonehem is shvus number two. Plus Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is good. Okay? Now, another question I'm going to ask is A, how we pass in this question is going to be very significant. Another issue I want to ask is Yishuv Eretz Yisrael like... Oh, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is like, that is such an important mitzvah. And therefore, Amir al-Aklam, the Makom Shvus, the Makom Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is mutter, or nah, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is just a mitzvah like any other mitzvah. It's not so special. So we're just going to put over here, not Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but mitzvah. It's just an example of a mitzvah, but it's not any razzle-dazzle special mitzvah. And is there any other sugya in Shas that might have what to say about this topic? So let's turn over the page.
I think Erevin Dov's on the sign.
That's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. Joseph, what do you want to say?
Is there a way to compare mitzvah to Yisurim? Meaning like there's Yisurim Dora Rabbanon and Yisurim Dora Raisa here. We have the mitzvah over here and we're not really looking at it in different ways. So is there a mitzvah Dora Raisa or a mitzvah Dora Rabbanon in a certain way to kind of... look at Amir
al-Aklam.
Does this question make any sense?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm sure we'll soon. But let's go a little weiter. All right. Okay? Okay, so take a look at the Gemara in Maseches. What did I give you a riff over here? A riff is after. I don't have the riff. Okay, let's take a look at the Erevin Samach Zayin Mabez. I haven't seen this Gemara ever, so we're going to learn it together. Where is the Gemara? Do you see it? Ah, there it is. Oh boy. Oh boy. What a sad little story over here. It's towards the bottom of the page, two dots, last of the thin lines.
Tavshin Pei, that's a sad story.
What?
Yo!
What?
It's true. No, I said Moseret Tavshin Pei is a sad
story. Oh, stop. Okay. Okay, gentlemen, this is what happened. You have a little baby. A little baby. Now, the baby is on the eighth day of his life, and therefore, this little baby boy needs a bris mila. It happens to be... It okay. Who cares? Okay. The baby is getting a bris mila on Shabbos. Now, to do a bris mila in a healthy way back in the day, you needed two buckets, two kalim, of hot water. One kli of hot water was there to clean the baby before the milah, make sure everything is sterile and pure, etc. And then after the milah, they would need another unit of water to take care of the baby afterwards. Okay, so this is what happens. Hahu yenuka. So you have this baby, the ishtapech chamime, that one of the buckets of water spilled. If you look at Rashi, Rashi writes ishtapech chamime, five lines from the bottom. So you wrote lamulo. They wanted to give him a milah. Vehechamu lo chamin me'erev. They warmed up water from before Shabbos. V'nishpichu hayom. And now it's spilled on Shabbos. So now you have a little bit of a problem. So what do you do? So Amaluhu Rabba comes along and says, Naisile chamime miko bese. Well, I got more water. Don't worry, I got more water in the house. Go get more water from the house. Ooh, what do you get more water from the house?
Oh,
all right, so look at Rashi. Rashi writes, miko bese. Mi beisei de rabba vatino kai bebeis acher but also chotzer. So the tinuk was in one house, the water was in another house. Go get water. Amar le'abaye v'halo arvina, but we don't have an eruv. How can you go ahead and carry through the common chotzer without an eruv? So amar le nismoch ishtuf. Nismoch ishtuf says basically, let's make an eruv. So we'll make an eruv now. We'll join together as shutfin. And we'll make an Erev now. So Amale, hello Shatfina. You can't just make an Erev now and join together right now. You're not allowed to do that. So comes along the Gemara and says, oh, no problem. Nimru Leila Nochri. Go find a Gentile.
Isn't the
Shita talking about a Mavli? A Chatzer. There's a common Chatzer.
So why would that
houses matter? Around the Chatzer. The chotzer is a shared area, but unless you make an eruv, you can't carry from the houses to the chotzer, to the shared chotzer. What?
They never made an
eruv. So the Gemara says you can't just make an eruv. We didn't make an eruv. So Rava says, I got a solution. Nimru le lenochri leisile. So get a Gentile, and a Gentile will do what? He'll bring us the water. Amar Abai, so listen to this conversation. Amar Abai, boy la'isve, lamar. Let's ask a shayla. This is a big shayla. Why are we allowed to have the guy do it? So Rav Yosef, let's ask a shayla. V'lo shavkin Rav Yosef. De Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Kahana, ki avinim be Rav Yudah, havi Amar la, bidaraisa, so Rav Yosef says, I'm not letting this happen. We're not asking no shayles. Get the guy to bring it in. Why? Because when you're talking about an Isser Doraisa, when it's an Isser Doraisa, Mosvinan Tiyufta, we ask our kashas, V'ahad Rav Dina Maisa. We first ask kashas, then we do. But Rabbanan, when it comes to Dinan Rabbanan, Av Dinan Maisa, first we do, V'ahad Mosvinan Tiyufta. And then we go ahead and ask shayles. And basically, bottom line is, what does this Gemara seem to indicate? Can you get the guy to do it for you?
Yes.
Yes. Now, let's talk about this case for a second. So what we have over here is a Gemara in Erevin.
Maybe it's Bris Teresa.
Bris? Milo? Of course. So Rabosai, what's the violations being violated over here? What is the violations being violated? He's not building air. What's he doing? He's carrying from a chotzer from a house through the chotzer into the other house. Good? What kind of isser is that? That's the isser drabba. So you have a shvus, this is a shvus which is of whatever, we'll call this an isser drabbanon. And we have another shvus of amira
le'ak.
Is there a mitzvah involved over here?
Yes.
Yes, it's not the mitzvah ish of Eretz Yisrael, but it's a mitzvah of. Now, if you take a look, if you mind the nugget from this Gemara, what does this Gemara seem to be telling you? If you have a double drabbanan, shvus, amir l'achmi, shvus of carrying an A, chatzer, b'makom, mitzvah, is permissible. So that's pretty significant. Now, according to Rashi and the Rambam, if we put these two Gemaras together, we have two different yesodos coming out. Number one is when it says Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, is that dafka or lav dafka?
No, it's
It's lav davka, because after all, I have another mitzvah, milah, that's also. So the mitzvah is not Yisrael Tzol, it's any mitzvah. And if I have a double drabbanon, one of those drabbanon is amil akwe, that I'm asking the guy to violate an issa, that's only an issa drabbanon. So what's the halacha? The halacha is mutter. Shlos de shlos b'makom. Mitzvah is permissible. That's according to Rashi and the Rambam. That's according to Gemara Erevin. That's not according to Rabbeinu Yoel. What do you not understand?
Why can't the Rashi and the Rambam say Yishuv that the Gemara and Erevin is talking about mitzvah, and that's why
No, again, I think according to Rashi and the Rambam, you're right. In other words, according to Rabbeinu Yoel, this Gemara and Erevin is good with the Gemara. Yeah. Rabbeinu Yoel and Rabbeinu and the Gemara and Erevin go well together. You double drabbanan b'malka mitzvah and then mut. According to Rashi and the Rambam, you might argue. That's right, for a regular old plain vanilla mitzvah like Mila, so maybe they need a double Darabana. When it comes to a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, God la na old, like Yisrael Yisrael, then a single Darabanan would be sufficient because of the uniqueness of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. What? I don't know. Let's take a look. So let's take a look at the, let's start with seven. Seven on Yoram HaKomos, then we'll do the Rambam six, then we'll do Shulchan Aruch, then we'll do the Nod Bihud. Okay? And then I'm going to just show you, especially Jelly Hernandez-Berg, just how, again, we look at a sugya with the Rishonim and how then the halacha will emerge. So take a look, where are we? We're going to look at the Ramban. Now, I told you to look at the Rif too. You know what? Should I look at the Rif? I put in brackets. Where you going, Leibel? You want to go get him also and get me a Gemara Shabbos. Okay? Hey, Ozo Had is beautiful, but I'll take any kind. Okay, so let's start with the Ramban. The Ramban is found in Masechet Shabbos Kuf Lamed Amud Beis. V'yesh meshiv mal dvarav mimay darmin bava kama peyme beis. Halo keach ir be'eretz Yisrael. This is a quote of the Gemara in Gittin as well. It appears in Bava Kama. If you acquire a city in Eretz Yisrael, kos al avonu afil b'shabbos. Ve'af al gav da amir l'goy.
What do you write on it?
Ono is like a letter agreement, an agreement of understanding, a sale, yeah. Ve'af al gav da amir l'goy b'shabbos is hashvus. Ha-ha. Mishum yishuv Eretz Yisrael lo gazru be'y. Rabban.
That's another issue. You can't do contracts, business deals. You can't sell things.
Don't worry about business deals. Don't worry. That's all. That's for sure only it's Rabban. Okay? That's for sure only it's Rabban. Let's continue. Alma. Alma. Amira Lagoy. Afilu lasos malacha gemura. Amira Lagoy, even to do what kind of malacha? What's another way to say malacha gemura in our words? Doraisa. Bimako mitzvah. Lo gazur rabbana. The rabbis were not gozer b'makom mitzvah. In other words, what's he saying right now? What's he saying? How's he learning? Like the Rambam or like the Rabbeinu Yoel? No. He's saying that Ksiva b'chaloshon is an iser doraisa. Uladidan, he says, lokashya. Why? Lokashya lo midi. Ooh, look at this, look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Rav Gachner, you're going to love this. Ulidon lo kasha v'lo midi. Why? Dehasam mitzvah v'to'eles l'kol Yisrael. There's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Is that a personal mitzvah just to me?
No,
it's a mitzvah to all of Klal Yisrael. What? Shelo techarev Eretz Kedosha. That the land of Israel shall not be.
Maybe the Shrugi thought this.
It's not just a Sruga.
I'm just
a Sruga, actually. The Ode. Listen, Viter. Listen, Viter. The Ode. The Ode. Sha. The Ode. She'ein anu shoklin mitzvah zu bezu. We do not compare mitzvos. Ve'ein anu yodin matan scharasha mitzvah. We don't know the value of each mitzvah versus another mitzvah. Kadesh nomer k'mo she'itiru zu natra zu. K'mo she'matzini she'itiru shvus atzma de'yisrael gabe meiz lo matzini lo hetel amila. Ava bisha mitzvah say shabo yotim fresh ba tov nixo lavel gum krisos ve chay matzin be mitzvah me kaim sham be makom sedel gadre rabana be shos atzma ki ahud et sin ma sex ksuvis u be sham kom was ein on matzin kosos mishum seda ve ein on drama la ve chay. In other words, what he's basically saying is you cannot compare. You know, there's a steer in these Gemaras. If you look at the Gemara Kipashtus, the Gemara by Mila says, in order to do Mila, how many drabbanans do you have to generate?
Two.
The Gemara, when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, how many drabbanans do you have to generate?
One.
Only one. So you might argue that's a steer in the Gemaras. How does Ramban say it's not a steer in the Gemaras? Yes. You can't compare mitzvahs. Not every mitzvah is created equal. You have some mitzvahs that are of national importance. What's an example of a nationally important mitzvah? Yishev Eretz Yisrael. And then there's some local mitzvahs. So when it comes to a local mitzvah, bris milah, in order to matar the Isra of Amirila Akum, what do you need? You need a double drabban b'malko mitzvah. When it comes to what? When it comes to Yishev Eretz Yisrael, which is a mitzvah of national importance, then what? Then you need a?
You don't need to.
You need a, only a single drabban Amir Akum is going to be enough. And that is why he says, and that's a very, very famous line that he says, Ein on yodin matan scharash mitzvah. We do not know the schar of different mitzvahs, but about the fifth line up from the top. V'chein ani omer, and therefore he says, one second. She'ein matirin amir l'goy. We're not matir amir l'goy. Afilu b'davar shum yishum shvus. We're not matir amir l'goy. Ooh. Even on a din drabon. Even on a din drabon. In other words, if I ask you, shvus is shvus be makom mitzvah. What's the halacha? Says Ramban, aser. Yishev Eretz Yisrael is an exception. Why is it an exception? Because it's a national mitzvah, and therefore even one derabana, and this is ksiva, is doraisa, and amir l'akum is enough. Why? Because it's a national mitzvah. What about mila? Is mila a rule or an exception to the rule? Is mila a rule or an exception to the rule?
So
Says the Ramban, sure, mila also is an exception to the rule. Why is mila an exception to the rule? Because is mila doche Shabbos ever?
Yes,
mila is doche Shabbos. It's one of those isurin that the Torah was matter. Once the Torah is matter on Shabbos, yeah, we can be more lenient, he says, when it comes to mila. Mila. Why is mila different? Lefisha nitna Shabbos lidochos etzla, aval b'shar mitzvos ein dochen shvus klal afilo ayde goy she'en lanu heter b'shvus d'shvus yoter mishvus amalacha chutz mizu. In other words, mila is an exception. Lakula, you need a double drabanan. Eretz Yisrael's exception. Lakula, even a single drabanan. But there's no such principle of shvus d'shvus b'makom mitzvah. That's the position of the Ramban. Really?
Aren't two Isurim Drabbanans worse than one Isurim?
I always get that question when a person's not understanding. I always get that question when... Listen!
Well, plus one equals...
Dorais. That's the Dorais. Good? I'm going to give you an example. Trapping, give me an animal that people like to trap.
Deer.
Trapping deer is a din d'oraisa. When is it a din d'oraisa? Listen to me. When is it a din d'oraisa? When I have it really, really trapped. Okay? Let's say in this room, if I trapped a deer, close the door on the deer in this room, would it be really trapped?
Yeah
it's pretty trapped. Yeah. It's pretty trapped. But let's say I take the deer, I trap it, but not in this room, but rather in the base medrash.
That's not trapped.
Is it confined a bit?
Yeah. What is considered trapped?
So that is one step removed from the din d'oraisa. Why? Because it's so big. It's still aser because it's confined, but it's only aser mideh rabbanan. Because I'm one step removed from the d'oraisa. And now, dear people trap. The people trap. The people trap flies like as a pet fly. People don't trap flies. So let's say I trap a fly.
No one cares.
A fly in the base medrash.
What about a bee?
Let's say I trap a fly in the base medrash. If I trap a fly in the base medrash, or even a fly in this room, So now I have what I call a double drabbon. What do I mean by that? Number one, it's a big area. Number two, it's not the type of animal you normally trap. So how many steps removed am I from the d'oraisa?
Two.
I'm two steps away. That's what I call, that's what I mean by shvus to shvus. I'm two steps away from the iser d'oraisa. When you write in Hebrew, according to Rabbeinu Yoel, you are vang iser d'oraisa. When you get a goy to write in Hebrew for you, you're vang iser d'rabbanan. When a goy writes in Arabic for you, then it's a double drabbanan, meaning you're two steps removed from the d'oraisa. It's even more lenient. That's what you mean by shvus to shvus in such a case. Okay, Rabosa, let's get to the home stretch.
Steps away from, by the Mila case.
By the Mila case, it's done by a goy, not me. Okay. And it's not real carrying in a rishus harab, it's in a chotzer. So that's another step removed from the d'oraisa. It's two steps removed from the d'oraisa.
But by Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, even one...
even one step removed from the d'oraisa will still be mutter because of the national importance of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Now, Bosa, I just want to make one point. You're no problem. That's what we do. Now, Rabosai, who is the Rishon? If you could put a Rishon into your pocket, that is like the biggest Tzioni Rishon ever.
Ramban.
It's the Ramban. It's the Ramban. Where have we seen this Ramban before? Oh, no. Yeah, Gittin. Beis Amidalas, the Sugi and Gittin, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Ramban Al HaTorah. This is the Ramban L'Shitasi, the importance and value of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. I'm looking at a riff for a second just to refresh my memory. Down, hands down. The riff says, Nun Hey, where's the riff? I just want to see if I have anything in the riff, and then we're going to wrap things up. Mitzvah Shem. The riff, the riff, the riff.
The riff?
The riff is. Oh. So the riff writes the following. I'm in the riff. You don't have it, but let me see if he says anything that's new. Veheicha deistape chamime de tinok Yisrael. The riff has an arichus here, a very long arichus, which is very, very important, but I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to jump to the Rambam and then see halach. Okay, Rabosai, the Rambam is found in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Vav, halacha tes and halacha yid. So we're going to try and get to a bottom line, and then I'm going to try and transmit this halach lamais. So the Rambam writes as follows.
Is the Rambam also Tzioni?
Everyone's a Tzioni.
You didn't live in Eretz
Yisrael.
You didn't
live in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Shah. Okay, Rabosai, listen up. The Rambam writes, Perek Vav Halachates. Davar She'eno Malacha. If you have something that's not a Malacha, Ve'ein Asur La'asos B'Shabbos Ela Mishum Shvus. It's only what? As Mishum Shvus, what does that mean? And it's a Drabanan. Mutter L'Yisrael Lomar L'Goy La'asos B'Shabbos. A Yisrael can tell a Goy to do it on Shabbos. In other words, how's the Rambam paskening? What do you need in order to matir malacha on Shabbos midrabanan? You need a double drabanan. What's your double drabanan? Amila akum. And the underlying yisr is only drabanan. Ketza. And then he adds, it's also mutter b'makom choli, o shitzarach ledavar tzarech harbe, o midnei mitzvah. Ketza. Omer Yisrael l'goy b'Shabbos. Let's say, and this is going to be quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say it's Rosh Hashanah, and you have a big problem. What's your big problem? The shofar was accidentally left in the treehouse. So you're allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos or Yom Tov?
No.
What kind of issue is that?
Drabana.
Is it a makom mitzvah? Is it a makom mitzvah?
Yeah,
yes. Can you get a guy to climb for you?
Yes.
So says the Rambam. Ketzad. Omer Yisrael l'goy b'Shabbos lalos b'ilon olashut al pnei amayim. You can go ahead in a raft on water. Kedei lahavi lo shofar. O sakin l'mitz l'mila. O mevi lo mechatzel l'chatzel she'en er b'nei mayim chamel l'hakiz b'mkatan. So the Rambam passes halacha. Shlus deshlus b'makom mitzvah is permissible, and that's indeed how the Shulchan Aruch passes as well. Let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch very quickly. The Shulchan Aruch has found a very very important siman shin vav halacha yud aleph, and I just want to try and bring this home for you in a second with a very very long bir halacha. But listen to this Ramah. And listen to this. And listen to this Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch writes as follows. We pass it that Ram, by the way. We pass it the Ram. So if there's a, if you have a double drabbana, b'makom mitzvah, b'makom chole, b'makom tsar, and one of those drabbanans is a amir la'akum, it's mutter. Now watch this. Help me out with this halacha. I want you to explain this halacha to me. Mutter liknos bayis be'eretz Yisrael. Min ha'eno Yehudi b'Shabbos. You're allowed to buy land in Eretz Yisrael from a Gentile on Shabbos. V'chosein.
Oh, sorry.
Consign. Uma'ale be'erkos. You can have the deed signed and recorded in the Gentile courts. Okay? Haga. What do you mean signed? Who's signing? So the Ramah writes, Be'erkoos Shelohem. Not in Jewish courts, in Biksav Shelohem. Biksav Shelohem. Biksav Shelohem. What does that mean, Biksav Shelohem? Biksav Shelohem. De'eno Oser Rak Midrabah. Wow. So it sounds like if you read this Ramah, he's passing a benyam. That writing in English, in French, is only in Issur Drabbanan. That's amazing, Chiddush. That means if you're a doctor in Israel and they want to fill out the charts and you're a chole and they write, fill out the chart in English, even a Jew, b'yachola, there's a tzorech, that's going to be much better than writing in Hebrew. It's a tremendous kula. It's a very long b'yalacha questioning whether that's in fact true. But that's an important, and it all emerges again. So what when I say, I'm going back to Joey's pre-shir question, you could read this halacha in Mishnah Berurah, and you could learn the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah has a whole discussion over here, and you don't really know what he's talking about. You know what he's talking about. You can read the words. You can translate the words. But to understand the background of the sugya, you really need to be in Maseches Gittin, Daf Ches and Beis. You need to understand the sugya of Milah Ishtapech Hamima. You need to understand this din of Shlus Deshlus B'Makom Mitzvah and how it operates. And I haven't even touched the tip of this iceberg. And then you need to... that's the background that's in this one line of Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. I want to show you one more thing. Rabbeinu Yoel. Not Rabbeinu Yoel. There's a Nod Behuda. The Nod Behuda has a big problem. Look at this Nod Behuda, and it's a wild Rav Schechter Shlita. He says when he gives shiurim, he likes to give shiurim in halach lamaisa. He gives shiurim on the sukkah halach lamaisa, but he also likes exotic shitas. Here comes an exotic shita.
Don't eat dairy.
So he writes as follows. The Morgan, he quotes, he says, I don't get this. This Rabbeinu Yoel... What if I told you the Mishnah in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Gimel says, if you write B'chol Lashon Yechayv, how do you interpret B'chol Lashon?
No.
How would you interpret B'chol Lashon?
Oh, any language.
Yeah. Including any language. So. Any language. To say it only means K'sav Ashuris, K'sav Yevonos. Like, what? The Mishnah's trying to fool us? Trying to trick us? Playing games?
Any valued language.
Oh, what does B'chalashim mean? If you meant Ashuris and Yavanis, you know what you should have said? You should have said Ashuris and Yavanis. Don't say B'chalashim. It's like, what are you trying to fool us? So it says the Nod Behuda.
But you can't disagree with that. The Gemara says that.
I agree with you, but it's a kasha in the Gemara too. It's a good kasha. It's a good kasha. V'ani tam ala mogen avram v'abei shmo lama lohem lehasim b'divir ha-poskim. Hello, how are you? How's it going? Mission before I break up. Boy, not because it's the oasis. Be chalash and chayah. Uma old godla hatzmiya ala or zarua the Al Ramah Sevia, the Pshat of the Rabbeinu Yoel, and the Ramah who quotes the Rabbeinu Yoel, that Bechalasa means only what? It's Tamiya, it's a Tamiya. Ooh. So he says something wild. Venira, seems to me, Desvirule Lahor Zarua, De Bechalasa. You know what Bechalasa means? Lashon Laz. Bechalasha means Laz. What is Laz? Any foreign language.
Disagree with Gemara.
1 second. No. Any foreign language. Aval Haksav! Tzarech Lios Hashuas. That's the Pshat.
What does that mean?
What's he saying?
So when it's written, it needs to be in Hashuas, but I don't know.
Oh, you can write Hebrew, you can write English words in Hebrew letters.
Correct.
Wow.
Correct. English what does it mean, Bechalashon? It means your meaning. If you ever read Moshe Feinstein's Shuas, Moshe Feinstein doesn't like modern Hebrew. So when he refers to a car, he doesn't say Mechonit. He writes Kuf Aleph Resh, Kal. Or he refers to machines. He refers to says Nod Yehuda, that's okay. Perhaps what the Mishnah meant. Aval ksav tzaglios hashe lefisha kaisa shteyosis dechayev eno chayev elem ken hashteyosis halalu heim b'shum mokum teva achas ve'alzeh amra mishnah afilo enam teva b'lasha kodesh imem teva shum loshom ve'kod b'shashu is chayev. In other words, what the Nod Yehuda says is there's only one language. There's only one real set of characters. There's only one font in the world. That's a Doraisa font. What's the only Doraisa font in the world?
Lashon Kodesh.
Ashiris is the only font. That's, after all, what did they write in the Mishkan? Ashiris. So what does it mean by Chalosh? The Chiyuv is to write how many letters?
Two
letters. Why two letters?
Because
you have to write a word. You have to write something that has meaning. The meaning is a function of human communication. But the characters have to be Ashuris.
Is that true by Greek also?
So what he's saying is that when the Mishnah says Bechalasha, it means the meaning can be in any language. But the characters, the osios, have to be specifically Toradic, which is Ksav Ashuris. So that puts a whole spin on the entire sugya, But again, what I wanted to show you today, it's a gittin, Gemara. We learned Masechus gittin today. It's nothing to do with Masechus gittin. But to take a little sugya, that's kind of a passing sugya, which then is going to connect. Again, we did a couple of, this is a 2-3 day sugya, but we saw the Gemara Masechus about Mila, and we saw that ties in with significant halach l'mayis ramifications, lehalach l'paskin. In Simin Shin Zayin Alachehe, like the Rambam, that if you have Amir La'akum, and there's an underlying Isser Durabanan, and there's a Makom Mitzvah, 100% Mutter. Therefore, let's say it's Shalosh Shivas time, and the lights are off, and you cannot have a proper Shalosh Shivas. Can you ask a Gentile, I'm not talking hinting, I'm asking directly to turn on the lights for you for Shalosh Shivas? So if your whole turning on the lights is only nisrabanan, then it's mutter. Certainly if he does it with a shinui, then for sure it's nisrabanan. Having your suda, a proper shal shiz with light. Now, there's a sefer ha'itur. There is a sefer ha'itur. This is also very important. Let's say the lights are off in shul. You have a superintendent in shul, the lights are off Friday night, you want to daven, the lights are off, there's a power outage. Can you ask a guy to turn on the lights? Not to my hint, I'm asking direct. Sefer Eter Paskins, like the simple understanding of the Yishev Eretz Yisrael Gemara. Our Gemara, all you need is
one
Derabana. All you need is one Derabana. And that's quoted also by the Ramah in Hilchos Shabbos. We don't Paskin that way, but we do Paskin that way if it's B'makom Tzorech HaRabim, if it's a Tzorech HaRabim involved, which is echoing the Ramban a little bit. I think he's specific to Yishev Eretz Yisrael, but it's echoing the Ramban. If there is a, there's a way the Sefer Yitro understood this, or the way the Halacha understands, but Tzorech HaRabim will be so mech on even a single a single Amir al-Akam is enough, even with the underlying is Daraisa, in order to enable people to daven. Sometimes we'll have situations, and you know, where you have some they come up in kitchens a lot. Also, you have a yeshiva kitchen, something happens, and you need a guy to do an iser to enable the rabbim to. Again, Bishul has other complications, but so that's just all comes out of this little Gemara in Masech has given. Have a safe flight. Have an excellent day. Tiske le mitzvah.